I was so intrigued with this. Can you tell me a little bit more about the study?
Sure. The reason why I wanted to do this study was because I felt like intuitively many of us that have dogs know that dogs are influenced by different types of music. And I'm always looking for ways to enhance the welfare of shelter animals, hopefully in a way that is financially feasible for shelters. And so I'm always looking for potential solutions. And that's what led me to do this particular study, is that I felt like that many of us feel that dogs probably do respond differently to different types of music, but there was very little research out there to substantiate that. And so really what I did was just look at monitoring dogs' behaviors as far as frequency of sleeping or movement or nervous shaking that some dogs do.
Right.
And looked at that in 5-minute increments while I played different types of music. And so the genres that I looked at were heavy metal music, and so 3 selections from that, several selections of classical music, heavy metal music, and then music that was specially formulated for dogs,
yeah.
And then a condition of no music at all or silence.
Okay. And so you found classical music was better than no music, and it was even better than music specifically composed for animals, which I thought was interesting. Did you find certain composers were the best?
There really was not a lot of difference between the classical music types. I specifically tried to pick classical that were pretty similar to each other as far as beats per minute, because there's some classical music that's pretty rambunctious.
Sure.
I didn't choose those. So a couple Bach and some music like that.
Right. I'm curious if you've gotten any feedback, and I know this is just now being published, but have you gotten any feedback from people who work at shelters, maybe people who like listening to rock or metal as they work there, you know, and have they thought about how their music might impact the animals and if they're, you know, willing to change what they listen to?
Right. Well, like you mentioned, this just came out. And so I have not yet received feedback from shelters. I have received feedback from people that just are animal owners or interested in ways to soothe or calm their animals. And it's my hope that this just helps folks make more educated decisions about what kind of music that they're playing. Because part of the impetus for this was just thinking about who works at shelters, and is it possible that people are just not paying attention, and so maybe as they're cleaning cages and things like that, maybe they're just putting on music that they would select that aren't necessarily the most soothing for the dogs there.
I know. I have a dog that's half Chihuahua, and, you know, I notice him getting a little shaky when I play certain kinds of music in the car, so.
Oh, really?
Yep. I may have
exactly.
to change what I'm listening to on those long drives.
Bummer.
Yeah. So, last question. Besides shelters and pet stores, are you looking into other potential ways now that music could be used to soothe animals?
Absolutely. So, my hope is to do follow-up studies looking at animals in veterinary clinics, for example, or looking at the stress with surgery or anesthesia recovery rates, some of those types of things.
Yeah.
So I think there's lots of potential for exploring how music can make things better for animals.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, well, thank you.